This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of your favorite satirical news show, The Onion. I'm your reader for Mind's Eye Radio, Paxton Rogers. Please be aware that the following content is not real news, but instead is humorous material intended for your enjoyment. Starting this week in politics, show me where you make autism, shouts RFK Jr., storming Sour Patch Kids factory. As part of the health secretary's highly publicized pledge to determine the cause of the disorder in the next 5 months, a wild-eyed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. reportedly shouted, "Show me where autism is made," Thursday, while storming the Sour Patch Kid factory. Quote, "Attention, Sour Patch factory people. Give me the autism and no one gets hurt," said the 71-year-old cabinet member and vaccine skeptic, who cocked his gun and kicked down the door of the facility, grabbing workers, shooting bullets at conveyor belts, and kicking down enormous vats of bright-colored gelatin before demanding to see the, quote, "head autism scientist," so he could kill him and, quote, "end autism forever." Quote, "Enough. You can try to hide autism all you want, but I know it's in here. I can smell it. I have searched high and low at the Skittles factory, at the Warheads factory, and at the Nerds Gummy Clusters factory. But it ends today. Autism, prepare to eat lead." At press time, Kennedy could be heard screaming, "Oh no, the autism's got me," and begging a factory worker to put him out of his misery. Next, J.D. Vance rushes to put wife's head back on after fumbling second lady. Completely mortified while watching the body part detach, Vice President J.D. Vance reportedly rushed Thursday to put his wife's head back on after fumbling the second lady. Quote, "No, no, no, no," cried out the 40-year-old vice president, who watched in shock and horror as Yusha Vance's head slipped from his grasp and tumbled onto the floor, bouncing off the leg of an end table before rolling underneath the sofa. Quote, "I was only trying to pick her up. Well, shit. It's not too late. I can fix this. If it comes off, that must mean it can go back on." At press time, the vice president was hoping no one at the state dinner would notice the duct tape on his wife's neck. Next, Salvadoran president claims he lacks humanity to return wrongly deported man. During a visit with President Donald Trump at the White House, El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, claimed Monday that he, quote, "lacks the humanity to return wrongly deported legal U.S. resident Kilmar Abrego Garcia back to America. Quote, "How can I return an innocent man to the United States when I don't have the ability to feel empathy or compassion?" said Bukele, explaining that he's consulted with his top advisors about the 29-year-old Maryland father being held in a Salvadoran prison, but none of them could find it in their hearts to care at all about the man's situation. Quote, "Do you hear how ridiculous it sounds to expect that I could see myself reflected in another human being's experience? Even if I wanted to, there's no way I could acknowledge the plight of someone who is suffering because I am completely numb to the pain of others. My hands are tied because I'm totally dead inside." At press time, President Trump had publicly thanked Bukele for his use of cruelty to project a facade of strength. Next, Stephen A. Smith hasn't ruled out living cushy life as millionaire TV personality with no responsibilities. Insisting he was keeping all avenues open as he explored his future, ESPN commentator Stephen A. Smith told reporters Monday that he still hasn't ruled out living a cushy life as a millionaire television personality with no responsibilities. Quote, "Given the state of the country, I just feel like I have no choice but to seriously consider making $20 million or more annually while hundreds of thousands of viewers worship the ground I stand on," said Smith, who confirmed he was huddling with close financial advisors to see how much his net worth might increase in the next 4 years. Quote, "People keep coming to me, including my own pastor, and saying, 'Steve, God has a plan for you to continue making incredible sums of money while podcasting out of your luxury apartment in Manhattan for a few hours every day.' All I'm saying is that when people believe you're the man to spend 2028 floating around in your private pool and eating Michelin star restaurants without a care in the world, you need to take those beliefs seriously." Smith added that he was on the verge of forming an exploratory committee to see how sweet his life could possibly get. Next. New Clear Blue test comes with flight voucher, in case result is positive. In an effort to help customers living in areas with little or no access to abortion care, Clear Blue announced Monday that its pregnancy tests sold in the U.S. market would now come with a flight voucher in case the result was positive. Quote, "Starting today, our home diagnostic product will include a generous $100 credit that can be used for air travel across state lines," said company spokeswoman Felicity Roberts, adding that all Clear Blue digital pregnancy tests, flip and click tests, and rapid detection tests would come with a code that could be used to purchase a domestic round-trip ticket to a blue state of the customer's choice. Quote, "Thanks to our patented early detection technology, you can get on a plane, into an Uber, and on your way to the clinic up to 5 days earlier than you can with other tests. But don't delay. This offer is only valid for 24 weeks after conception." Roberts added that Clear Blue customers who tested positive and wanted to continue the pregnancy were free to use the voucher for one last vacation before the hospital bill for their upcoming childbirth financially ruined them. Next, Obama's show off vibrant marriage by inviting nation to join them in boudoir. In an apparent effort to tamp down on recent speculation about their relationship, Barack and Michelle Obama reportedly showed off their vibrant marriage Friday by inviting the nation to join them in their boudoir. Quote, "Obviously, there have been some rumors swirling around myself and Michelle, and we'd like to put that to rest by letting the country into our bedroom to see the kind of passionate lovemaking we still embark on every night," the former president said as he wrapped an arm around his wife and beckoned to all 340 million Americans. Quote, "The truth is, we have never loved each other more. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable in the corner. I'll blow out these candles. You know, if you pay attention, you'll kind of see how I anticipate every one of Michelle's needs, as she does mine. That's the kind of sexual understanding that only comes with time. And hey, if one of you wants to reach in and give us a hand, feel free. No worries at all. This bedroom is a no-judgment zone." After the 82-year-old was seen peering out of the closet, Obama told the nation to pay no attention to former President Joe Biden, stressing that he was just there to watch. Next, man who bumped Tesla while parallel parking sentenced to death. Warning that even the slightest dent, nick, or scratch would henceforth be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced Tuesday that Raymond Pratt, a 54-year-old resident of Chula Vista, California, who bumped a Tesla while parallel parking, had been sentenced to death. Quote, "Let me be clear. This man, who attempted to park on the street and damaged the rear bumper of a Model 3, is a domestic terrorist who deserves to die," said Bondi, adding that the United States now had a zero-tolerance policy against people like Pratt, who gently bumped a Tesla, exited his 2018 Hyundai Elantra to inspect the electric vehicle for any damage, and, though he found none, left a note apologizing to the owner just in case. Quote, "There is no world in which this man can walk free after plotting to parallel park so poorly that he tapped the sleek, sophisticated Tesla with his bumper while nudging forward at around 2 miles per hour. The only way to deal with criminals like this is to end their lives. He gets what he deserves, the electric chair." Bondi also announced that she would also seek the death penalty for Tesla owners who exchanged their cars, blacked out the Tesla logo, or purchased a bumper sticker that said, quote, "I bought this before Elon went crazy." Next. Small town, the kind where everyone leaves chastity belts unlocked. Devices restricting access to genitals seldom locked in quiet Ohio village. Explaining that the tight-knit community was built upon a strong foundation of trust, residents of this small Midwestern locale told reporters Wednesday that their town was the kind where everyone leaves their chastity belts unlocked. Quote, "Everybody knows everybody in a place this size, so when my father leaves, he doesn't even bother to lock up my chastity belt," said 22-year-old Amesville resident Mildred Hunneman, adding that having neighbors slip in and out as they pleased was one of the great joys of their slower pace of life. Quote, "We just try to be friendly and accommodating. Why, if old Tom down the road wants to stroll over and pop inside me, he knows he's welcome to do it, just as sure as I'm welcome to do the same to him. I must have had half the dang town in here just last week. My sister Clara moved out to the big city some years back, and when I went to visit, her chastity belt had 3 different locks on it. She'd get up in the middle of the night to go double-check them. You'd never see that kind of fussing and worrying here in Amesville. Heck, you're liable to get laughed at if anyone ever catches you walking around with your key." At press time, sources confirmed that Hunneman had warily locked her chastity belt after seeing a Hispanic couple pull in at the gas station. Next, tips for decorating Easter eggs. From bold color choices to intricate patterns, there are many ways to make your springtime holiday decorations stand out from the rest. The Onion shares tips for dyeing Easter eggs. First, decide if you'll be doing impressionism, pointillism, or a blue one. Create a chromatic silver effect with a few tablespoons of liquid mercury. Get the kids involved by letting them watch you do it so they don't fuck it up. Consider alternatives to chicken eggs, such as converting to Judaism. Dyed shaving cream can create an amazing psychedelic marbling pattern for people a lot more artistic than you. For unique look, ask baseball legend Manny Ramirez to sign an egg. Shake each egg. See if that does anything. Use googly eyes and ancient incantations to imbue each egg with a human soul. And finally, cut out the middleman and just dye the chicken. Next in sports, Aaron Rodgers goes on ayahuasca treat in search of new interview anecdote. 4-time MVP hopes latest psychedelic trip aids him in quest to increase bookings. and what the 41-year-old New York Jets quarterback described as, quote, a transformative experience. Aaron Rodgers confirmed Wednesday that he'd gone on an ayahuasca retreat in search of new interview anecdotes. Quote, when I first did ayahuasca, I knew immediately that I'd found something that I could talk about for hours on all types of media platforms. Said Rodgers, who added that ingesting hallucinogens, with the help of a shaman, finally gave him the power, wisdom, and mental clarity to discuss his newfound drug use nonstop on podcasts, radio shows, and TV programs. Quote, before, I used to go into interviews and be unable to produce a single juicy soundbite, tidbit, or headline that would make me seem even remotely interesting to the general public. But since entering a maloca in Costa Rica and participating in the ceremony, I haven't been able to shut up about it. It's been such an incredible journey, going deep inside my spirit to find more ways to talk about myself. When it comes to generating press, my third eye is truly open. Rodgers went on to tell reporters that he would continue to make ayahuasca his entire personality for decades to come in order to avoid discussing the fact that he just helped the Jets miss the playoffs for the 14th consecutive season. Next in entertainment, Coachella by the numbers. Coachella, the annual music festival held at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California, has wrapped up the first of its two weekends. The Onion takes a look at the key facts and figures behind the event. $300 for MDMA that turned out to be fucking sugar pills. 4. Fresh deer carcasses specified in Lady Gaga's rider. 7. Couples breaking up on the Ferris wheel right now. 1,197. iPhones dropped into a porta potty. 11 p.m. Travis Scott's bedtime. 439. Times attendees incorrectly yelled, "Hey, it's Malcolm Gladwell." 50%. Effort put into woo for Benson Boone. And finally, 1. Desert somehow made even more uninhabitable. Next. Russell Brand invited to Florida College to teach sexual assault workshop. As part of an effort to expose the student body to a variety of cultural perspectives, the New College of Florida announced Thursday that it had invited English comedian and podcaster Russell Brand to teach a sexual assault workshop. Quote, Mr. Brand has an incredible range of experience he can share with both students and the local community alike, said New College of Florida president Richard Corcoran, adding that the school would be conferring an honorary degree upon the British actor, whom he lauded as a leading scholar in the field of non-consensual studies. Quote, he's a free thinker and a free doer. Gifted young sex pests who would like to attend Touching Without Permission can register now. Mr. Brand has promised there will be plenty of hands-on experience. At press time, reports confirmed the college had been forced to postpone the workshop after new charges were filed against Brand in the state of Florida. Next in local news, new iPad offers 3 months of something called Apple Deli Plus, free trial of what looks like some kind of meat app included. Unsure what to make of the perk that came bundled with his recently purchased device, area man David Halstead reported Tuesday that his new iPad offered 3 months of something called Apple Deli Plus. Quote, I just linked my iPad up to my Apple ID, and apparently my Meat Pass has been activated, and I've been enrolled in whatever Apple Deli Plus is until April. A bewildered Halstead said, as he warily pressed the deli icon on his iPad's home screen, and his finger hesitated for just a moment over the app's minimalist rendering of a sliced deli ham. Quote, huh, according to this, my Apple Deli Plus membership includes 24/7 access to Apple's sandwich geniuses, as well as 250 salami points. They've somehow already logged the prosciutto caprese I got for lunch, even though I wasn't signed in yet. I guess the Find My Cold Cuts feature could be useful. And wow, they have a mustard in rose gold that's actually really pretty. I still don't know if I like being locked into the Apple Meat ecosystem, but after 90 free days of this, could be cool if I can figure out how to get some dill pickles and tuna salad out of it. Sources confirmed that by the end of the day, Halstead had already forgotten about the recurring $12 charge that he will continue paying each month for the rest of his life. Next. DoorDash order arrives in humiliatingly large bag. Single man's order hardly required receptacle of this size. A feeling of utter helplessness flooding his nervous system from the very moment he spotted the enormous brown paper sack. Area 34-year-old Caleb Atkinson told reporters Wednesday his DoorDash order arrived in a humiliatingly large bag. Atkinson, who lives alone, alleged the size of the bag used by local restaurant Hero Grill to pack his order was grossly disproportionate to the modest amount of food it contained. He reportedly winced when he accepted the delivery, looking left and right to see if anyone had witnessed him taking the bag that had so much extra space he could, quote, feel the food sliding around in there. Quote, the bag is way too big, said Atkinson, who grew increasingly agitated as he recalled how the delivery driver, identified by the app simply as Brian, had handed him the bag using both hands as if it were heavy, though by any objective standard, it was not. Quote, I only got a couple of things. It doesn't make any sense to give me a bag this big. Why would they do this? Initially, Atkinson presumed the order was for another resident of his building. Given the bag's excess size, the medical billing specialist stated that he thought it must have belonged to his upstairs neighbors, a couple with two children. But that assumption was quickly turned on its head, he explained, when the driver carrying the bag looked at him and, to his great embarrassment and dismay, said, Caleb? Quote, if anybody would have seen me, they would have probably thought I got a ton of food, said a visibly exasperated Atkinson, noting that the only items in his order were a crispy chicken sandwich without tomato and a side of fries, which could have been contained in a package 1/4 or even 1/5 of the bag's size. Quote, it's not fair, because I didn't. I just got one meal. I don't understand why they didn't give me a smaller bag. You could fit enough in this one to feed a whole family, and it's just me in this apartment. Sources confirmed the large paper bag continued to plague the man throughout what he had hoped would be a peaceful evening. According to Atkinson, the bag was so tall that it blocked the lower third of his television screen, causing him to have to get off the sofa and move it off the coffee table to the floor. In what he described as a hassle that, quote, added insult to injury, Atkinson was also forced to repeatedly stick his arm up to his elbow inside the offending bag every time he wanted to retrieve a fry. When asked for his view on the quality of the meal, Atkinson told reporters the food was fine, though he admitted he might have enjoyed it more had he not been so distracted by the bag. Quote, I kept thinking about the bag. he said, acknowledging that while it was a possibility Hero Grill had run out of small and medium-sized bags, he was disinclined to believe it. Quote, "Even if they were all out of smaller bags, I would have preferred no bag at all to this big bag. It was too big, much too big for what I ordered, which wasn't much at all." Reached for comment on the size of the bag, Molly Carson, who lives across the street from Atkinson, said she had witnessed the delivery and concluded her neighbor, quote, "must have been really hungry," because his order appeared to be, quote, "a disgustingly huge dinner for any one man to consume." And that concludes this week's broadcast of your favorite satirical news show, The Onion. Once again, I'm your reader from Mind's Eye Radio, Paxton Rogers. Please come back next week for more news. And until then, take care.